All right, this is a big night tonight, possibly for the Chicago White Sox, especially the rebuild. Twitter's on fire. The gossip, the rumor mill is churning as the Chicago White Sox pulled Todd Frazier, a healthy scratch from tonight's game against the Dodgers. And as the game has been going right now in the seventh inning, the White Sox down 1-0. More information has come out about a possible trade for Todd Frazier. On the line, Sam Panionovic. Sam, give us an idea. I mean, this, of course, started because the White Sox pulled Todd Frazier from the lineup tonight.
Yeah, well, it's been rumored, going back to last week, that Rick Hahn was going to start dealing and dealing at a furious rate. He's going to start moving guys. We saw Jose Quintana get traded to the Cubs. They bring in a couple of top 100 prospects. And now they've been able to create a bidding war between the Red Sox and the Yankees. That's the biggest rivalry in baseball. The oldest rivals, they hate each other. So what Rick Hahn did was now create this sort of culture where both the Red Sox wanted to win the deal, the Yankees wanted to win the deal. Eventually, it looks like the Yankees were the team that are going to complete this trade. It's not final yet, but it's been reported by multiple sources that Todd Frazier, David Robertson, the closer, and Tommy Kahnle, who's another reliever in that Sox bullpen, are all headed to New York. And the Sox will get multiple prospects back, including the Yankees' number three prospect. He's a left-handed hitting power outfielder named Blake Rutherford. He was the Yankees' first-round pick in 2016. And the second name to come leaking across is Ian Clarkin, who's a left-handed pitcher. He's a top 20 prospect for the Yanks. But again, this is another big prospect coming to Chicago, Justin. If you look at the top 100 prospects on MLB.com, the White Sox have 10 of the top 100 prospects in baseball.
Wow. That's amazing. And of course, we know that this has been the way of the White Sox for 2017. I mean, as you talk about Blake Rutherford, he's number one or number three prospect in the Yankees farm system. Where does he stack up when it comes to overall major leagues?
Well, he's probably going to project to be a corner outfielder. He's going to be a guy who's going to hit probably 30 home runs. That's what they project. Of course, it's always fun to talk about prospects and what they might be one day when we really have no idea. I mean, the kid's 19 years old. We just don't know. But he projects to be a corner outfielder, big left-handed bat. He's got some speed. They're looking to probably project Luis Robber, the kid from Cuba they just signed. He'll probably be in the center field position. And then, you know, Rutherford will be either left or right field. But, I mean, they just have so many prospects now. And, you know, even with the Cubs, not all of those guys panned out. You know, Jorge Soler didn't pan out. There are going to be some of these guys that don't work out. They're going to get hurt. They're going to be busts. But right now, and actually Rutherford's 20, not 19. But he's a guy who came right out of high school. The Yankees love that big power bat. So he projects, like I said, to be a guy who's going to be in this lineup from the left-handed side of the plate, hit a lot of home runs, drive in some runs. But he's going to be an outfielder for sure.
So David Robertson, part of the deal as well as another reliever. But David Robertson was another piece that the White Sox had to dangle in terms of trade. To put him into one deal with Todd Frazier, I mean, you expect to see a bigger haul from the Yankees.
Well, it all depends on how much salary is going to be exchanged. I've heard a couple different ideas that the Sox may actually eat some of Robertson's remaining salary because he's still on the books. He signed through 2018, so the rest of this season and next season. There could be another piece from the Yankees coming over, just a big expiring contract. Tyler Clipper's name has been thrown around just to sort of balance out the salaries. But what this is just accelerating this rebuild. I mean, this team, good Lord. I mean, even if the White Sox have a lead late in games now, they're going to lose the lead because they're depleting everything. They've depleted their best starting pitcher, now their closer and their second best reliever. It's going to be a long, long summer. They could be on their way to 95-100 losses. Now, on the other side of that, as people have been telling me on Twitter, like I don't know, well, they have a lot of good prospects coming back. Yes, I understand. In all reality, I mean, rebuilds, full-scale, dig the tree out of the ground rebuilds usually don't work in baseball. I mean, the Cubs are the exception to the rule, honestly. But the plan now is just to stockpile as much talent as you can. And Rick Hahn's doing that. Yeah. I mean, look at the farm system right now. It is massive. It is very good. It's the best in baseball. And now you just hope that a good chunk of those guys will pan out and they'll be playing on the South Side in 2019, 2020, and so on and so forth.
Well, I mean, that's a great point that they're just prospects at this point. But is there? But obviously, by clearing the way and removing some of the obstacles, veterans that you actually can get something back from, who will we see in those positions, particularly third base? Is Matt Davidson become an everyday third baseman for the White Sox? Do we see any of this prospects, the Moncadas and others that might be closer to major league time later this season?
Well, I've been told the two guys that they are looking at bringing up probably in August, Yoan Moncada. He'll come up. He'll be getting the reps at second base. He played a little third in the Red Sox farm system. He played a couple games at third for Boston, but they project him long-term at second. You could play Moncada. Ideally, you just play him in the same spot. You don't want to move those guys around because you want them to get acclimated and get, you know, in an everyday role where they're not having to worry about where they're going to play. Moncada's the one guy, and the second guy is Reynaldo Lopez, who they acquired in the Adam Eaton trade. He's been just dicing up AAA Charlotte. So those two guys are on the fast track. They also were looking at bringing up Zach Birdie, but he, of course, had an elbow issue. He's going to have Tommy John, so he's out until 2019. But there's no rush, in all honesty. I mean, a lot of these really good prospects are still in A-ball and Double-A. Michael Kopech, the starter, is in Double-A. So if anything, you know, you'll play Davidson probably at third. We'll throw Pete Zimmerman on the mound in the ninth, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who's going to close.
Well,
the game.
I mean, who was the was it Conley? Who was the guy that was having a tremendous year down in a setup or at least a reliever role that there was talk that he could become the White Sox closer? I forgot.
Well, it was Canely and Anthony Swarzak.
Oh, Swarzak, yeah.
But Canely
was
guys,
the guy. Canely was the guy that they thought would take Robertson's role, and they traded him to New York, huh?
Look. Everybody must go. Think of it that way. I mean, they're going to try and maybe unload Melky Cabrera now. I've heard some people think they may even be dangling Avi Garcia off of his All-Star appearance.
Not a bad idea.
You just don't know. I mean, I think the best part about Rick Hahn is, you know, he's able to do things that kind of go under the radar, right? I mean, who thought he was really going to trade Jose Quintana to the Cubs? Who thought he was going to get two top 20 players for Chris Sale? Who thought all this and who thought all that? He's really been a wizard, and he's been a master of leverage. I mean, like I said, pitting the Red Sox and Yankees against each other is brilliant. Last week when he hid behind an exhibit in Miami and told Theo, look, if you don't jump in, I'm trading Quintana, and he may go to the Brewers. He's just been the master of leverage, and it's fun to watch Rick Hahn play poker because he has just completely revolutionized this White Sox farm system. They were never this good, never even close to being this good in the minors when Kenny Williams was here, and it's clear who's driving this team right now. It is Rick Hahn's team. There is no doubt about it.
How is that playing in circles, national circles? I mean, are people seeing Rick Hahn and pulling off this complete rebuild of the farm system and looking at him as one of the brighter general managers in baseball?
Oh, absolutely. The issue is, though, I mean, there are so many teams right now that are trying to do the same thing. I mean, the Phillies are awful. They're 31-61. They're selling off. The Reds are bottoming out. You've got teams like Oakland bottoming out. So it's not like Rick Hahn is revolutionizing baseball and you know reinventing the wheel. The thing is, he's been able to trade really, really good pitchers, Chris Sale and Jose Quintana. I mean, he had the best of the best as far as pitchers to trade. You know, when you can reallocate all these different prospects for just essentially trading three guys. He traded Sale, Eaton, and Quintana and had nine of the top 68 prospects. It helps when you have really good players on a bad team because everybody wants a piece, and they didn't win with Sale. They didn't win with Quintana. But I mean, you have to applaud the work that he's done these last, you know, I mean, you look at the talent he's brought in since last December. It hasn't even been 12 months, and he has elevated this farm system to brand new heights. And it's really refreshing for a lot of Sox fans to see.
Yeah, I will ask Sam Pianinovich on the line. We're talking about the big trade that's going to be finalized after the game tonight. But Todd Frazier goes to the New York Yankees for prospects, including David Robertson and Tommy Canley, is that right?
Tommy Canley.
You know, let me ask about the Frazier tenure in Chicago. A player who spent 2 years, not even, here in Chicago, hit big home runs, but also struck out a lot. And where does Todd Frazier fit in when we talk about the history and the players that have played on the Chicago White Sox?
Well, I mean, it's such a small sample size. I mean, he played, 158 games in 2016 and then exactly 81 this season. He had 40 home runs in 16, which was a great year, 40 home runs, 98 RBIs. He was a great clubhouse guy. I think he was great. These are the things that aren't really discussed. We look at the back of the baseball card, and we don't really focus on these guys as teammates and professionals and how they interact with their teammates. This White Sox clubhouse loves Todd Frazier because he's just show up to work early, stay late, hang around, always willing to shoot the breeze with the reporters and all that. And he's a really stand-up guy. He's a father. He's got a great family. But it's just, this whole White Sox regime from 2012 on, ever since Chris Sale came up, I guess even in 2010, they wanted to go to the playoffs. And he's just a part of that franchise era where – they weren't good enough. The scouting wasn't good enough. They couldn't really develop enough position players. So, I mean, he'll be a footnote. I mean, but it's not you can't call him one of the best White Sox of all time. He's not even in the conversation.
Yeah,
but he was a good teammate. He had a power bat. Like you said, he did strike out a lot. But he sort of set the culture for a lot of these younger guys like Tim Anderson. He's been really good with Tim Anderson, one of the young players in that infield, the shortstop. They've been locker mates for the last two seasons, and I promise you Tim Anderson has learned a lot about what it takes to be a major league player from a guy like Todd Frazier.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. I mean,
yeah.
As more and more of these guys go, Melky Cabrera is still with the team. Like you said, Avi Garcia is still a young guy. Do you run the risk of not having these veteran players around to mentor or to usher in and develop some of the young talent that's in the prospects that are coming up? I mean, the White Sox don't have a lot of mature players at this point to lean on.
Well, I think what they'll do is, Justin, once these players get closer and closer to the higher levels of baseball, once they leave high A and get into double A, once the double A guys get to triple A and so on and so forth, then at the major league level, you start to make moves. You start to spend money in free agency. You start to make trades. You start to flip some of these prospects because they're not going to keep all of them. I mean, look at what the Cubs did. I mean, they've been, recycling this farm system. The Cubs don't have any players in the top 100 right now. They're either all in the majors or on different teams.
Right.
So there's going to come a point in time where Rick Hahn is going to have to push the accelerator and he's going to have to throw the car into overdrive and eventually, allocate this roster with major league ready talent. Look at the Cubs. I mean, one of the biggest moves for them was trading for Jake Arrieta and then signing John Lester. That was probably the biggest piece. Once you sign Lester, players around the league realize that, hey, these guys are for real. And the next year, Jason Hayward signs in free agency. So there's going to come a time when all these players are ready to pop into the league, but you're going to have to do it on several fronts. You have to develop these minor league players. You have to get them ready for the majors. And then when the time is right, 2019, 2020, spend money and be active on the trade market because this is all going to come together.
Is that what you're thinking, 2020, 2021, that kind of time frame for all of the
prospects?
Yeah,
I mean, it's hard to put a specific year on it, but, I mean, they're going to lose maybe 100 games this year because, like I said, they're just going to be throwing guys that they could find on the scrap heap. They're going to be throwing them into games, in the bullpen, in the rotation. Next year, they'll probably lose 90 again. So it's going to be a tough couple of years, but, the hope is that you'll get a couple more high draft picks. You'll pick in the top three, top four, five spots in the draft, add more pieces, and go from there. But I would think from 2019 on, they're going to start getting better at a furious rate. They'll get better every year, and that's what Rick Hahn is hoping for.
Sam Panionovich covers sports for WGN Radio, WGN Radio Sports. Todd Frazier, David Robertson, Tommy Canley traded to the New York Yankees for prospects. The trade will be official after the game tonight. Right now they're in the seventh inning at the cell, or at the guaranteed rate, sorry. But
whatever it's called. They'll change it next year, too.
Yeah, they'll sell the naming rights for prospects next year. All right, Sammy, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
You got it.